This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Water rising around New Orleans. New Orleanians aren't too happy joining the rest of the country and talking about the heat while recording record temperatures along with the others. The standard line the city has always been, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. This summer, it seems to be both, but it's August, and what that really means for both old-timers and newcomers is that it's not the temperature on our minds, but the possibility of hurricanes that bring our full attention. Veterans of many of the big ones over the years, Betsy, Camille, Katrina, even Ida, know every year without a storm is a good one. After Katrina, there was a concerted effort to harden the levees, add pumping power, build barriers, and finally pay more attention to the wetlands that can slow the surges that might be coming our way. They held up against the Category 4 Ida, although the city was essentially without power for 2 weeks since our utility companies didn't make the same investments in citizen safety and protection that the governments had done. We never know what fresh hell might be coming next. There's a lot left to be done, and some of it is out of New Orleans and Louisiana's control, especially when it comes to the more rapidly rising seas caused by the collective catastrophe of climate change. Reports of post-Katrina progress in building up the wetlands as barriers against the surge have now been revised as scientists and researchers find that the rising sea is drowning the wetlands faster than they can recover and rebuild. A group of scientists at Tulane University have also been investigating the situation. They found that across more than 200 wetland monitoring stations, they've tracked changes between 2009 and 2021. About 90% of these sites are unable to keep up with this recent high rate of sea level rise. The Washington Post also reported that the U.S. Geological Survey monitoring 400 sites have found an uptick in land loss since 2015. In parts of the Barataria Basin and Lower Breton Sound, both of which are critical to New Orleans protection, survey scientists have found the rate of loss as much as 75% higher than in other wetlands. It's not like nothing is being done. Most of the planned prevention is centered on diversions of the mighty Mississippi River so that more silt from the river will accelerate wetland buildup. Louisiana is planning two far more massive diversions, one channeling the Mississippi west into the struggling marshes of Barataria and another pouring fresh water east into the equally imperiled wetlands of Breton Sound. The mid-Barataria diversion will cost $2.9 billion and channel enormous volumes of water up to 75,000 cubic feet per second. Together, the two diversions are one of the core components of the state's coastal master plan. All that sounds good, but it may not be enough, and it may not be in time. The oceans are rising now, and work on some of the diversions is also just happening now. What that really means for the future is wishing and hoping, but it means right now for New Orleans and South Louisiana is worrying and wondering daily with the weather maps whenever any storm begins in the Atlantic, whether we will be high and dry for another year or not. This is Wade Brathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.